proud to be Calgary's only 24/7 all sports radio. Home for Boomer and Warriner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Do the Bearcat. Do the Bearcat. That's the name of this song. Do the Bearcat. Ha! Take a little lesson and you can't go wrong. Do the Bearcat. That's the way we like. Do the Bearcat.
It is 7:03. Jason DeForest, our producer,
leave your home,
said yesterday when I sent him the a little message with today's artist and the song selection, nobody has ever heard of this guy.
What?
Do the Bearcat. This is David Wilcox.
Everyone knows David Wilcox.
Well, I thought so. But DeForest,
I know David Wilcox.
DeForest, the hipster doofus, has never heard of David Wilcox.
You have to know who David Wilcox is.
Well, this is Canadian radio CanCon crusher, David Wilcox.
This is George Thorogood.
Yeah, it's the Canadian George Thorogood.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
This is Thorogood was Canadian, too, isn't
very
it?
Very simple. Where's he from?
Canada.
Good. I like him, though.
It is Boomer and Warriner in the morning on your Thursday that feels like a Friday.
No.
It's always Friday for
Thursday
you.
Every Thursday is a Friday for me, folks.
That's true.
The toasted marshmallow mocha, subpar.
Okay. Why would you, a human being and a male, ever get a toasted marshmallow mocha?
That's a good question.
I had too much red wine last night, and I decided I need an extra little pick-me-up today.
Well, wouldn't that be worse? Having a bunch of sugar in your coffee?
Well,
give me.
I'm wide awake right now, Boom Boom.
Are you?
Ready to go.
You don't look it.
Woo!
You look awful.
How much is too much red wine, by the way? Like, well, how much? Did we overindulge or just maybe, just one too, sip too many?
One glass too many.
Okay.
But you're not a big wine drinker.
Well, wine makes me
with
goofy,
a meal.
Eh? Like,
with a meal, that's it.
You sweat and you're hot and you're, almost have an allergic reaction. Why are we talking about this? There was hockey last night.
You might be allergic to nitrates.
Can you guys get focused?
You yesterday were telling us what an awful night of hockey it was going to be, that it was going to be pure crap. The Habs and Lightning, who was going to be able to watch this stuff?
Are you paraphrasing that? Or is that?
Close. And in fact, the Habs and Tampa Bay, 9 goals, overtime, splendid.
It's not good hockey.
In terms of entertainment.
Okay.
You said it would be awful to watch, and it was anything but.
Good point by you.
Where's David Wilcox from there, Pinder?
Montreal.
There you go.
All the artistic folks seem to be from
Montreal. Apropos, I would say, on a night where the Habs win by a score of 5-4.
I have no idea what apropos means, but I agree.
Yeah.
He backed up Ann Murray one time.
Ooh.
Wikipedia.
There's a beginning.
Would you?
No.
At any point in her career?
50 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
Really? Because I'm not sure that 12 ever.
12 years ago.
Find some, dig up some old Ann Murray photos. Because I'm not sure. Snowbird. I'm not sure. Be hard. Anyway, the Montreal
you are
Canadiens.
All over the map today.
Did you? I'm all over the map? Yeah, like, look. When
she looks like Ellen DeGeneres, doesn't she? Holy
What's wrong
moly.
With that?
She's always had that boy haircut.
Yeah, and the jeans with a blazer. Stop looking like a dude, lady. You're a lady.
Invite a friend to the party. Anyway.
Wow. She does go with the old spike dude, doesn't she? It's like she and Wayne are in Edmonton had the same hair.
A little bit of...
Even when she was 20, she was like your mom.
She no. Kinda... Look at that picture. She looks hot there.
She is... Stop it.
That's a dude.
960-960 on your mobile phone. Has Ann Murray ever been hot?
Yes.
Good question.
Look at that one at the bottom right.
Look at Shirley Q.
No.
Cute.
I'm telling you, she looks like Wayne Gretzky. Very similar
she
hair.
That's terrible. Sorry, Anne Marie, you're a treasure.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, that's right. You're a Canadian treasure, but no thanks. So the Habs,
it's pitcher
go back and forth.
Do you think it would be offside if I phone Presti and say, hey, try not to turn it over?
Presti. Presti was
not. Haven't played in a few games, eh, Presti? My goodness.
Been off for a while. Hey
Presti rhymes with rusty.
But they win.
And I love the stat sheet. Minus one, no giveaways. Mm. No giveaways? He put it on a tee for Killorn on the one goal.
Here you go.
Yeah, he wasn't real, real good last night.
He will be. Danny Briere?
Assist on the game-winning goal.
He wasn't as dominant as...
Well, he's...
But it's still another point in the playoffs. What is there? What's his points per playoff games? Can you punch that up, Pinder?
Yeah.
You know how to do that?
Yeah, I got it right here in front of me.
Why don't you do it? You got a computer right in front of you.
I'm busy talking. I'm working.
He's done with the internet, remember? Thinks it's overrated.
Internet is stupid.
Talk.
Here it is. Points per game in his career. 1.01 for Daniel Briere. That is impressive. Over his this season, 0.37.
Yeah, I don't care about the season, but well, it's always been playoffs for him.
And just perspective, right?
Another point and a big point.
Here's the quote on him. Historically great playoff performer.
110 points in 109 playoff games.
I hope he lights it up again. I think it's a great story. Because he doesn't slow down. He ramps it up for the playoffs, and he can do it.
Just like Jack Johnson.
Just waiting for it to end, though. If he's going, how far do the old Habs go? Can he...
Well, here's the thing.
Price was no good.
Carey Price, 4 goals in 25, but I have less concern about him rounding into form than the other side.
Well, Lindback? I thought he was lights out.
Yeah, he was terrific.
If you don't mind the odd scrum, every whistle.
He's knocking him down.
44 shots on net.
The D is supposed to clear the...
That's too many, in fairness to Lindback. That's,
yeah.
In a playoff game, you should not have to be facing 44 shots. You've got to be really pushing Ben Bishop to get back in that net if you're the Lightning. If he can at all play, game two is tomorrow. You get on 0-2 going back to Montreal. It's tough. That's tough sled. Not that it's out of the realm of possibility, but watching that game last night, Steven Stamkos, you can see, has that next level, right? I mean, we knew he was great. We knew he's a superstar.
Well, the one goal was a bit, I'm not going to say lucky, because you got to,
Which one?
Coming down the wing.
The one where he started with the puck behind his own net and went coast to coast? Wow.
Price is not. Oh, you're telling me Price shouldn't stop that?
It's right above the pad, just inside the post, perfectly pushed.
Pinder, if...
No?
If I'm on the bench, I'm going to go punch my goalie in the head if he's letting those ones in all night. He's below the hash when he shot it. It's as simple as being in the right angle.
Well, that's true, but he put it in the perfect spot from that angle.
I agree with both of you. Number one, goalie should have it. But number two, that is Steven Stamkos, and there's not many guys that can shoot it like he does.
No.
He's probably the best one-shot shooter in the game right now, maybe Ovechkin.
Listen, you want to win the Stanley Cup, you don't let goals in like that.
How about the second goal that he scores after Killorn in his own end? Dips the shoulder to fight off the man, picks up the puck, chips it by Mike Weaver, who apparently was growing roots on the blue line.
He's not flat.
Outskated Brendan Gallagher, and then wrapped it around the defenseman and put it in front of Stamkos, who taps it in. That's awful defensive play. That's awful. He went through 4 guys.
Were we in Kelowna when we were watching the Montreal game? The last regular season?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we were sitting there watching. Remember Weaver?
Yes.
Didn't I say I skated as good as that guy?
And this guy's playing ahead of Douglas Murray boys, who didn't dress last night.
He is not. Well, remember last year Doug Murray in the foot race?
Yeah.
Didn't look
good. Not fleet of foot.
Weaver either. And he's a little guy. He's got to be fast, right?
Mm. Well, he's solid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There was no moving him off the blue line, that's for sure. The Habs do win it by a score of 5-4. Interesting to note that line of Vanek, Pacioretty, and Desharnais, 17 shots combined. Whew. They are the straw stirring the drink right now. They were great down the stretch, and it took a while for Vanek to find a little bit of comfort and a little bit that spot where it works. But even him last night beats his man to the net and just taps it in. It looks like one of those, that would be one of those, if you were live, if you had seats right in that end, they're going 100 miles an hour. because Vanek makes that pass on the wing over to Desharnais, yeah, and then turns the jets on and puts it right in front of the net. Now, maybe that's one, should the goalie have that? It's clearly going to be a pass in front, and even if it's a shot, it's coming from the wall. Not going to be that dangerous. So I don't know. I look forward to game number two. Far more entertainment value in that game than somebody on this show would have led you to believe a day ago.
After 10 minutes of the game, I was saying, well, I might have been off. Because it was, even the building was pretty electric.
Yeah.
You know what? Completely.
I think it was just Tampa.
This is completely,
completely off topic?
Just me?
Yeah.
No, it's not off topic. But you know, they do the music before the game and kind of that build up thing, whatever. What do you call that?
Montage to start?
Yeah, video montage. That's the word.
They had Metallica last night, I believe.
Anyways, they've got pictures of the guys sitting in their stalls and that look. I miss that. Like that look when they're sitting in their stalls, it's playoff hockey and you can just see that there's nothing else. This is it. I'm not thinking about going to the beach or having taco salad or
your phone bill.
Doesn't matter. I am in, and I just think it's awesome, and you can just see it in the, they don't have to smile, grin, scowl, you can just see it, the intensity in the guys' faces. Jealous.
And that's, and again, you could answer this, that's why I always wonder, because I mean, I've never felt that, but I wonder, how do you, say you're Tampa Bay, how do you move on? Like, I mean, okay, so you lost the heartbreaker, you had a lead.
But that's the beauty of it.
Then it's like, okay.
It's over.
I was in up to my eyeballs. Nothing mattered more. 2.5 hours ago, we lost. Now I got to shelf every bit of it and get ready for game two.
Well, and I mean, that's the hard part, but that's the, and it's not, it shouldn't be that hard. I guess it can be, but it shouldn't be, because that's part of the beauty of it is, don't matter.
Mm.
Can't matter. It absolutely can't matter moving forward.
And that's where coach comes in too. Rather than talk about that game, just
say the same thing. And that is how it is. The game is over. It don't matter. Go home. Chill out. Get your ice on your bumps. Start thinking about the next one.
Were you able to do that? Like, were you able to do that after a game? You go home and you're just watching some TV and chilling out. Like, were you able to turn it off?
Yeah,
I don't know how. I just don't know how you could do it.
At first, I say last night, it would sit with you till the next morning, till you showed up at the rink the next morning, unless you made a real boo boo like
Frosty.
Frosty,
sorry.
But if you lose, it's okay. If you win, it's again, it's forgot. But yeah, no, I always found that after that game, kind of that night, you eat. By the time you fall asleep, wake up in the morning. What's up? What's next? Who are we going after? So you have to. You have to.
How many coaches you played for talked post-game about the game, and how many just did not even mention it?
Oh.
But is there a protocol there?
Yeah, come into the... you're still going to break that game down. Like, it doesn't mean that Cooper or whatever...
Yeah, John Cooper.
Isn't going to have video of that game today and say, hey, this is where we can be a little better. Let's do this different.
I just mean post-game, because one of the ways you can let your players move along is by coming into the room and saying, okay, bus leaves at this time, make sure you hydrate, we skate at this time tomorrow, boom.
Because
moved on as a coach.
That's all they ever say.
So no one comes in and says, we can't be doing this and that, right? You can't do that then. No. That just
They'll walk in and say, don't worry about it, next one. Think about it. Let's get ready for the next game. Say the right thing in the media. Let's get ready for the next game.
Is that what Daryl would do?
I can remember my first year.
What would Daryl do?
No, he was...
Yeah.
He was pretty good for that.
Because it's over, right?
Then again, it's 10 years ago since
mm-hmm.
I was in a playoff room with these Suns, so I may have forgotten a thing or two.
That mind is a steel trap, Rat. Yeah, I don't buy it.
Nothing gets out.
Nothing gets out. Or in, but certainly out. The other series from last night that we can touch on quickly. Did you watch much of the Ducks and Stars?
No, I was tuned into the Columbus.
It was over by then.
Oh,
were you? Where did you? What channel was that on the Columbus Pittsburgh game?
How dumb was that?
It wasn't even on TV.
I know.
Come on, NHL, you're better than this.
It's CBC, though. It's CBC. It's not NHL.
Well,
I don't care who it is.
How can't you find one channel CBC?
Find a network somewhere that CBC can cooperate with.
It snuck up on them.
The playoffs?
Happened very quickly.
Yeah. How could they have known that there'd be playoff hockey to broadcast in late April? This Ducks game, and I'll be flat out honest, when it's 3-0 in the first and it's the late game.
It's over.
Click. Yeah. That team in that building, not losing a 4-goal lead.
I'll play catch up, and if something significant happens, I'm sure I'll be able to figure that out. But the only thing of note, 16 seconds left in this game, Ryan Getzlaff takes a Sagan slap shot to the face. And
deflected slap shot. So for people that didn't see it, was not 100 mile an hour. It still didn't look good.
I don't know. Rhett, what I thought I saw happen was it was a saucer pass from the right point, and it sort of skips. So when he one-times it, it wasn't laying flat on the ice, and that's why the trajectory was much higher than it would have been. I don't know if it did hit anything before it hit Getzlaff. We'll watch it here.
All right. Maybe not. All I'm saying is it wasn't a Shea Weber one-timer to the chops. He was able to skate off on his own.
Yeah, left the game, obviously, with 16 seconds left. But Bruce Boudreaux saying that nasty cut and all that, but he should be okay.
I met Bruce Boudreaux last night. Scott Robertson looks exact same. Could go. If Bruce is sick, they could put him behind the bench.
It's like that guy in Ottawa with Paul McLean.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Doppelganger. Doppelganger.
What's that? Yeah, doppelganger. Yeah.
What's that doppelganger thing? Doppelganger. Right.
I believe...
Why is it called doppelganger? Is that a French term? Or?
It sounds German, Rhett, not French.
718. We'll jump out, but when we come back...
And as far as treats, those... what are those Cheeto-y things?
Cheetos.
You love this one.
By the way, Kurt Warner's wife, that would be the Anne Murray doppelganger.
It would be.
From the text line.
Yeah.
Exact same.
Anne Murray is the...
Oh, and you're telling me that Kurt Warner's not married to a hottie.
Dude, you've got to see. She's got
She
the
looks
whole...
like that Susan Powder, that fitness chick from the late 80s, early
90s. Chick is jacked.
Yeah, she looked like kind of lady that would wear army boots.
Bell had the Columbus game last night on regular TV. Now listen, text line. It's 2014. I pay my taxes. I take care of my family. I should not have to watch standard definition anything anymore.
Wow.
What, am I incarcerated? Did I commit a crime?
Not yet.
Come on. I should not have to sit at home on a HD TV and watch standard definition hockey.
That's a good point, my Dean. I'm with you, buddy.
I'm a good person, and I won't do it. We'll come back with Stephen Brunt, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The boys are talking sports on your drive into work. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I'm paying my dues.
Oh, but the woman I love has expensive... Brunt would be down with
this. Oh, Brunt would dig him some... David Wilcox. I feel like there's kind of a innuendo thing going on with this song. I would think people in our, especially the guys in our area here, the guys that work in oil and gas industry, with the song Layin' Pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think? Like,
All night. You don't like it?
Stephen Brunt joins us, who's got to be a huge David Wilcox fan.
I love David Wilcox. Man, oh man, David Wilcox has been around forever.
I know. Because we do a different kind of, we do a different artist every day. I send David Wilcox and a list of songs to our producer yesterday. He's like, no one is going to know who that is.
Well,
I said, well, come on now.
Yeah, well, if you pay attention to music in Canada in the last... Yeah. Well, I don't want to insult David, but it's been a long time.
Sorry it's not Mumford & Sons.
Yes, sorry it's not Mumford & Sons. That's a great apology in general for all kinds of things. Just pull that out anytime. Yes, and there was considerable innuendo there. Of course, you know, rock and roll itself, you know, the phrase rock and roll is innuendo, so that makes sense, doesn't it?
And then there were some that just couldn't even find their way to, like, Lick It Up from Kiss. It's like, well, that, you're not even being clever.
Not even being, no.
That's just,
no. Let's be, the entire, you know, all of those great old blues songs with the double meanings, you know, that's where it all started.
Yeah, man.
So good for David. Good choice. I commend you in your choice this morning of David Wilcox.
Thank you. Stephen Brunt, brought to you by Eastside Kia. Dare to compare with throwback pricing. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Rondo LX, only $18,460 or $87 biweekly. For the first 15 months, did you find yourself in front of some playoff hockey last night?
Yeah, I was very enthused about the Montreal-Tampa game. It was loads of fun. So I do enjoy the first round. Well, it's a cliche. I love the first round of the playoffs. I don't know what it's like in your town right now without a home team participating. You know, and I do know what it's like here without a home team participating. Of course, this has been the norm here for the better part of a decade, aside from last year. But last year was nuts. And it's, you know, that it's a little quiet, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
There is not... You know, I don't know that anyone's on the edge of their seats right now, but the, you know, the entertainment value at this time of year is extraordinarily high. You know, I was kind of surprised by just kind of how wide open that Montreal-Tampa game was, but it's, you know, if you're neutral, it's great fun to watch.
We talked earlier, enjoy it while you can, because it won't be long until we're bemoaning the lack of goals and the defensive style and shot blocking and all of that. So 9 goals last night, and, you know, take it in and love it.
Well, yeah, you know, you would assume the way the game is played these days that the coaches will take over here at some point, and you know, coach-driven hockey is low-scoring hockey and low-chance hockey. But you know, not just that game really, but all three of those games last night, you know, there was stuff going on. There was there weren't a lot of dull moments. Good seeing Pittsburgh have to fight back. I hope that turns into a series. Like, it might, but this kind of hockey, even though it kind of makes coaches lose years off their lives, is what you want to watch as a hockey fan. I want to watch chances. I'm not that interested in watching kind of brilliant strategic shutdown strategies, because they put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Is there any chance it continues? Just because if we went through the list of teams yesterday, the bracket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams with goaltending questions.
Yeah, maybe. And so for that reason, maybe. You know, for that reason, maybe. That you know, you might get some iffy goaltending, and therefore teams will either, you know, fall behind and have to take chances. You know, works both ways, right? If they, it would open up the scoring, but it also might force teams to play a more offensive strategy. You know, traditionally, you know, playoff goaltending has been extraordinarily important, and teams have won Stanley Cups. Well, Montreal, the last time Montreal won it, you know, 100% because of one guy, because of goaltending. But there aren't. Yeah, you're right. There, you know, if you look up and down the list here, there's not a bunch. I'm not sure there's anybody other than maybe a Carey Price, and he didn't look like that guy last night, who could win a Stanley Cup all by himself.
It's amazing that as we sit here, because we're in the same boat, obviously, Steve. You guys had the playoff run there in Toronto. You miss it.
Yeah,
we're excited for the postseason, and it's great. You sit down, but it's no wonder, certainly in Calgary, when 2004 hit, that the city was turned upside down. And now it's been a decade. I know they played the Sharks and the Hawks and all that, but it really feels like a decade has passed since this team has been into the postseason, and it would be that all over again. And then you look at a city like Montreal, and it's kind of the opposite. They've not won a cup in, you know, a couple decades or whatever it is now, but they are a regular visitor to the postseason. It's really kind of admirable, considering how the rest of Canada seems to struggle to get it done.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's not like there hasn't been turnover in that organization, you know, through this phase. You know, they have turned over. They've turned over general managers. They turned over coaches. There's an enormous amount of pressure to win in that city, as everybody knows. You know, they don't. And there's you're playing against the history of the team all the time, although it's, you know, an increasingly distant history, not quite as distant as in Toronto, but... You know, if you're talking about the glorious Canadians, that's a long time ago. And yet, you know, almost every spring they seem to at least get a moment. Now, last year the moment was pretty short because they got knocked out by Ottawa unexpectedly. But they seem to have a moment where that, you know, where it's playoff hockey in Montreal again, and everybody's cranked up, and they look like they have a chance. And you know, they've had some relative close calls in the last few years as well.
And so, you wonder what it would be like if they went through a drought like the Leafs or the Oilers. Do you know what I mean? Like, they haven't had that at least in recent history, that real deep swoon with the passion there. I wonder how they would handle that.
You know, it's a really good question. Like, they haven't, you're right, they haven't had the real, you know, kind of walk through the desert swoon where they're just out of it and everybody knows they're out of it for a long time. They've managed to cobble something together, and they've managed to find, you know, they've managed to find a Carey, draft a Carey Price or a guy like Subban, or to, you know, kind of reload a little bit. I'm surprised this year that they, I was surprised this year that they were as good as they were. Again, I thought a lot of it kind of rested on the goaltending, but they've actually, you know, with Subban not being as good as he was last year, and with Carey Price being hurt a good chunk of the year, you know, they've cobbled together a pretty good hockey team. It doesn't look like a team that's going to win a Stanley Cup. It's just not built that way. But, you know, and they're one of the few, they're one of the teams that, you know, made a deadline deal, the Vanek deal, which is actually panning out pretty well for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're right. I don't know what. I'm not sure they would tolerate the absolute pits of despair there, even if you could say this is the only way we're going to get back and actually hoist the trophy again. It would be they would be extraordinarily grumpy about it. Let's put it that way.
Hearing anything in Toronto yet? It's been eerily quiet since, and it's only been a week, I guess. Shanahan comes in, but still no word on Randy Carlyle.
No, and it's funny, you know, like we were sitting waiting yesterday. Well, we're mostly waiting to hear from Vancouver because all my buddies in Vancouver told me Tortorella was going to get fired yesterday. So, everybody in the Vancouver media was on standby all day yesterday waiting for John Tortorella to get fired. And in Toronto, you had this kind of awkward press conference that Randy Carlyle did his end-of-the-year press conference the day after the Brendan Shanahan-Dave Nonis gong show. And it was, you know, there's nothing worse than leaving a guy twisting in the wind. And whatever you think of Randy Carlyle as a coach or as a person, it's kind of wrong, I think. To have that guy have to stand up and say, geez, I don't know if I'm coming back or not.
Yeah. At the same time, it's not as though he's missing out on vacancies or opportunities right now.
There's not another gig. And I guess the one people talked about was Winnipeg, that if they hadn't decided to extend Paul Maurice, Carlisle's got a history there, he coached the Moose, played for the Jets, that he would be kind of a good fit. He's a very well-liked guy in Winnipeg, that maybe that would be the automatic shuffle for him. But now that they've extended Maurice, you know, you kind of wonder where the vacancies are going to be, and you know, and whether Barry Trotz is first in line. I think that's a really interesting discussion. A guy like, because you know, Barry Trotz, everybody loves him, unbelievably long tenure. But partially part of the reason he had unbelievably long tenure is he was in a place where people didn't care about hockey, so there was never any real pressure to change things, and everybody knew he was working with restrictions, you know, financially most of the time. And is he the kind of guy you could actually take and drop into a Toronto or a Vancouver and have him succeed? I'm not sure. Like, I love Barry Trotz, and I know the guys who played for him really like him. But it's a heck of a different thing coaching in Toronto or Vancouver or any, you know, big hockey market rather than coaching in Nashville.
Well, especially the first 4 years of Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're putting out a product in front of people who have no idea what the product is, and no one, you know, there's no pressure to be good or bad, and everybody understands you're going to be bad. I just think it's a fun, and it's a rare guy. Like in any sport, you know, the guys who are hired to coach or manage expansion teams are there to be fired, almost by definition, right? They come in for two or three hopeless years, maybe less, and then you fire them and get a real guy when you start to get good, in theory. But you know, there's never any real pressure to fire the guy. And so they just hung on to him. I can't think of another coach in any other sport who's had that kind of run without the team winning anything. You know,
Second round was
that's as far as they ever went, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they loaded up that 1 year, you know, with Forsberg. They spent some money on players that 1 year and took a shot. But, you know, really it's kind of been the same story year in and year out in Nashville, and everybody just assumes Barry Trotz is part of it. Yeah, it's been a very, very different gig. But imagine throwing him into Vancouver with a team that seems kind of half built and, you know, maybe in decline and all kinds of pressure and all kinds of turmoil. Is Barry Trotz the right guy for that team?
And would he want that situation?
Yeah, I think if I'm him, I'm being a little bit picky.
I'm going to look for a situation that maybe a team's trending up instead of going the other way. I know what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if you could find one, absolutely, that's what you would want. But, you know, the opportunities that may appear to be out there right now, and again, neither of the guys has been fired, but would be Vancouver and Toronto. You know, both where you've got kind of out of whack expectations, probably, and both where you. you have some issues to deal with in terms of the team. Like, I would probably like the situation in Toronto better than I would like the situation in Vancouver. But it, you know, but there are a lot of issues in Toronto as well.
Somebody's got to get fired after the first round exit, right?
You'd think. You would think. But again, if you go up and down that list, you know, and think about who's vulnerable, you know, there aren't a lot of, you know, almost all of them come with an asterisk, don't they? Like, there's not one guy where you say, boy, if this team craps out in the first round unexpectedly, he's going to get fired. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think on who on that list actually, who in that group would actually be in that position.
Well, there's certainly talk, and we've talked with Elliot Friedman a lot, that it seems like the heat is on Dan Bylsma, not only the first round. If they don't make it to round three, round four kind of thing,
yeah,
there's some...
I guess he's the one, right? Because there is still that sense that, you know, that's a team that should be winning, and is, you know, the window is open, although, you know, they're going, in the end, they're going to live and die on what kind of goaltending they get. You know, they're not that great a team. You know, they've got a couple of great players, but they're not a great team, and you know, their goaltending could be anywhere from very good to incredibly awful, and I would tend to lean towards the latter at some stage in the playoffs.
Well, what we know about Tortorella is he should just focus on what he's doing.
John Tortorella, who's a friend of mine, should start worrying about John Tortorella and the Vancouver Canucks and stop worrying about us. Our coach acted completely appropriately last night, and Torts ought to keep his mouth shut.
That's right.
See, well, that's what's going to keep you guys. I'm sure Brian will give you something to keep you going this summer.
You know,
they're not in the playoffs, but I assume Brian will somehow fill the excitement gap in Calgary somehow.
Pittsburgh model, my ass.
That's right. Have a great long weekend, pal.
Yeah, you too, guys. Happy Easter.
There's Stephen Brunt. Brought to you by Eastside Kia. Dare to compare with throwback pricing. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Rondo LX. Just $18,460 or $87 biweekly for the first 15 months. Four more series. Get underway tonight. We'll walk you through them when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Is talking sports in the morning. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
David Wilcox. Yeah, 745. I can't tell if DeForest is kind of impressed or just completely and utterly disgusted.
No, he's into it.
It's a bit of an embarrassment, I think, on his face.
It's not bad, right? He hadn't heard of David Wilcox, but it's kind of fun Canadian rock that we all listen
you
to.
You telling me you wouldn't love it if he walked into the bar you were at? And
he comes to town all the time.
Exactly.
Where does he play, do you know?
Deerfoot Casino. They got, you know what they got coming?
He's on the Nino Tour. All right.
Brett Michaels and Sebastian Bach.
Come on.
Sebastian Bach, when he starts whipping that microphone around. Yeah! Whipping it.
Last I heard from him, he was on Trailer Park Boys.
Hey, weird. Let's go to Sebastian Bach.
No.
Come on.
We don't hang out away from
18 in life.
I had to go to
Skid Row.
That's true. 18 in life is good.
Youth Gone Wild. Come on. We'll go. One night.
When is it?
I don't know, but we'll go.
I got to sneeze.
Sneeze. Look at the light. Or don't look at the light. How does that work?
I think you look at the light, you sneeze. Yeah, that's it. It's the light. He definitely looked at the light and bang, okay. Off like a cannon.
If you don't want to sneeze, don't look at the light.
Do you ever get the long eyebrow hair?
Make sure you join us for our trip to the Grey Cup with Vision Travel coming up in November. The championship will be held in the city to the west, and we will be there, Boomer and Warner, with Vision Travel, and you could be our buddies. Round-trip airfare from Calgary to Vancouver, airport and hotel transfers by private motor coach. Three nights hotel, Grey Cup game, tickets on the sidelines, all of it included in your package, and only for fan club members.
Motor coach.
How many nights?
Three nights.
Weed. Now,
Roxy?
There's
shizzle.
All right. So or you can book your own seat. Go to visiontravel.ca/Grey Cup if you want to just buy the package, or become a fan club member if you're not already, and do the thing on sportsnet.ca/96.
You can only hope to be as good. Wow, we can only hope that the winners will be as good as the last winners.
Ryan and Andrew, good guys.
Quality.
Yeah.
That's
good guys.
The kind of people we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Fan club members.
No deadbeats. No super fanning, solid.
No jock
quality
sniffers.
People.
Yeah, we. Because what was it? We?
I don't know.
The first day we felt kind of guilty because Brent Cron of all guys
latched onto us like we were his.
We're on the plane
onto his mummies.
Teet. And all of a sudden, Cron goes barreling up the aisle like only he could.
Well,
what did you call him?
I don't know if it's barreling.
Because well, there's all these people that don't necessarily know each other, and somebody had to get a hold of Cron to get bags off of the bus.
No,
and how did you describe
don't you
him?
Say it.
How did you describe him?
Don't you say it.
You've already had a run-in with Cron when you were on vacation.
He's a big man.
Yeah, and what'd you call
and
him?
And when he housed three hot dogs at 11 o'clock, I was like, whoa, the big boy. I think he threw in a fry as well. I didn't even know you could get a dog at 11. Lunch hadn't started.
That's right.
One boiled and two barbecued or something. I don't know.
He got them off the greasy roller.
Oh, yeah, they were the roller.
Yeah, they were roller dogs. Yeah, oh, the rest wow. of us. Oh, breakfast time? Yeah, I'll have the cheese omelet, please, yeah. with the thing. And the yeah,
classic
sure.
breakfast, yeah?
Croner. Yeah, I'll have three bald dogs, please. That's disgusting, Cron. Anyway,
said they were quite good.
We were gonna golf with Ryan and Andrew, the winner and his guest, but then Cron,
well,
the big galoot.
Yeah, what are you gonna tell him? No,
did he at least buy dogs for the rest of you guys around?
No. So then we played a whole 9 holes that day. I was pretty impressed. It was raining,
sleet.
It's about a hot dog every 3 holes.
And then the next day we're like, well, we gotta golf with the guys, the winners. And then Doug, big Troshu, big rig there. Yeah, we're gonna hey we're golfing, all right? Hey, yeah, hey, oh. It's like, all right.
You do.
Settle down. You and your white pants traipsing around.
So how
white
do you pull pants. That one off? Yeah.
Not after Labor Day.
And I'm telling you,
or
not.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like the see-through white.
Yeah.
Like the almost the knitted kind of like fabric.
Thinner material, yeah. And it's, yeah, no good.
I tell you what, if you're...
Awkward.
If you're on a huge yacht in the Caribbean...
Do what you
maybe,
want.
But not at a
yeah,
golf
you got a pair
course
of boat
in
shoes
Western
on
Canada.
And, yeah.
No.
And then on Sunday, we finally got a chance to play with the winners.
Good weather, too, apparently.
Again, so. For nicest day of the weekend by far. Like, what, 16, 18 degrees?
Oh,
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Nice.
Not a cloud in the sky. 9 holes.
Oh, come on, you half-milers.
And actually, I think I played about 7.
It was their call. We didn't.
We got to the 10th tee, the stupid golf course. They didn't have any snacks available at the turn.
Well, they ran out of dogs because Croner went through.
Yeah, Cron went through and had a baker's dozen.
Going to be pissed off.
So we called it a day. But yes, great great winners, and I can only hope on this trip right here, our trip to the Grey Cup that we have as good a guys.
Well, they'll know if we like them.
Yeah.
Early.
Any way you can make sure Cron is or is not on this trip?
I don't know how he got on that trip.
I actually don't know either. I walked onto the plane. And of course, he shows up at the wrong terminal.
Just a big dummy.
No, when you were on vacation, boom, Rhett called him out. He called in the show one day.
He's listening.
We got
right
him on
now.
The line.
He's
he was PO'd.
Yeah,
because he filled in practice when I think was it Rammel went down.
Yeah,
not he was not happy about it.
Not a lot of net there. Not a lot of net.
Wow.
Tim Hunter.
He cuts down his angles. What, yes.
I have a belief.
Stand by first. Let me announce the Calgary Hitmen yesterday, late afternoon, announcing that the team said goodbye to head coach Mike Williamson. They were not going to exercise the option year on his contract, and Williamson done after 5 seasons as head coach of the Hitmen. So now they will be looking for a new bench boss. Brent Kissio, the associate coach, Joel Otto, and Darcy Wakaluk, assistant and goaltending coach respectively, do remain with the team, but they'll be looking for a new head coach.
I wonder if I could do that. I could be the head coach and do this? I'm not here very often.
No, certainly aren't.
Okay.
You couldn't.
Fine.
I just don't see you as the kind of guy that would want to grind 6 hours of video every day.
You can barely
I wouldn't.
Do this.
It's a waste of time.
Is it?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. So how many NHL coaching staffs don't break down video after games?
They all do, and it's a waste of time. You only need so much video, Pinder. Trust me.
I agree with that.
Much like your comments go in one ear and out the other, that's what happens with video. Well, after maybe, 3 hours.
Maybe your boy Corey Sarich should listen to the video, and that's why he's still playing.
I would have my video into a five-minute segment. To the point. Boys, pay attention. Here's your coffee. Done. Let's go.
I totally agree with you, but to get those 5 minutes and the clips you want, you have to watch a lot of video. You got to break it down. You got to cut stuff up.
It's called job justification. All these dopes out there, oh, I'm the video coach. Job justification.
All right. Well, we know you played in the NHL. We'll see if you coach. Nah. Sans video.
Are you guys going to scrap?
No.
You want a headbutt, Pinder?
Do I want a headbutt or do I want two headbutt? I'm confused by the question.
So what are you saying?
I'm not fighting. I'm just making he has a belief.
No, but I know how it escalates. It starts with playful banter, and then Pinder will say something that really offends
He'll
you.
One-up with me. And
gets under your skin.
And my idiot friend Matty, the lawyer, will text me and go, Pinder owns you.
I think I'd like Matt.
And then you flip out.
I'm going to hit you with a hammer.
And then the text line's like... Rhett's a legend. How dare you talk to him like
That's
that?
Right.
On the text line. That's
yeah, and then you threaten to hit him with a hammer. Or
Don't tell me I'm stupid.
Or smash him with a headbutt.
The hammer's a good one, too.
And the next thing you know, you're leaving the room.
Not leaving the room. I'm just letting Pinder know.
Well, Pinder's saying you're stupid. He's calling you dumb.
No, Pinder doesn't understand that this video thing is blown out of proportion. It's gone too far.
I just think that...
He's basically laughing in your face at the thought that you could be a coach.
Care less. He's never been in a locker room, so...
Well, he has.
I know what.
He's saying he has.
Yeah. What?
He's excited.
You watched video when you played hockey?
I never watched video as
there
a player,
go.
No.
There you go.
But I saw how much bloody video they...
I know, and it's a waste. And how did they do?
Fantastic. With given the talent they had both years.
Well, did they win? Waste of time.
They won as many championships as you did. Well,
see, there's the low blow.
Sorry. I just think...
I'm just going to back up. I'll be over here.
There's probably not one way to do it, Rhett. You're right. There's probably a lot of coaches that can do without, but other coaches
video
probably
can
need
be effective.
It, right?
I'm just saying that it's way overdone. It's too much. Go ask any player.
Yeah, no, they don't. No one wants to sit in a room and watch video.
Oh.
No question. But if it reinforces what you're teaching, there's
Hit
some value.
Hit me in the head with a hammer. Stupid video.
Roger Nielsen was a guy that almost was made fun of at the beginning of this. Like they called him, Captain Video.
So what? Yes, they did.
And that was kind of like a dig. Like, look at this nerd trying to teach us. But it's not going away. Like, you don't see this stuff and not use it, right?
I know it's not going away. And I'm saying it can be useful, just not that much. You don't have to watch 6 hours of it. You don't have to watch the game in slow motion.
I agree.
Hey, dope.
Yes.
When I was on the ice, I would have been the best advanced stat ever then. Because I shot it off the glass and out. It was going away from my net. Great. I'm a great player.
Hall of Fame career, I believe.
Hall of Fame career over here.
Should have been.
Rhett, are you going to let him call you stupid? Are you going to stand for that?
Don't tell me I'm stupid. See how much
hit you
with a hammer. Being mean to me?
Do you see Boomer winding you up here? This isn't even me poking you.
How mean have you been? You owe me an apology.
You owe me lunch.
Yeah.
It's a reaven, I guess.
All right. All square.
I'd like to see you coach. I really would. I think it'd be neat.
I'd be a good
I think you
coach.
Would inspire guys. You're a...
Players would love me because I wouldn't make them watch 4 hours of video.
And I hear you're great in the room, so that would help too.
I don't know anymore. Kids have changed.
Would you wear pants?
On the plane,
on the bench, or like
I think you have to nowadays.
Shoes? Would you wear shoes or your rubber boots or?
What's wrong with these?
Would you wear your hat and then when it's time for the game, would you take your hat off with your big mop flopping all around?
I think I would try to be Toe Blake. Didn't he wear a hat?
Like a fedora?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all class.
You could rock a fedora. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
What I wouldn't want is that stupid bus ride from Calgary to
Brandon.
Brandon. Plus, I wouldn't be able to be here with you, Dean, which I know would be very upsetting.
It would be.
Especially to Boomer.
Buddy. So let's let you finish the thought that you
I'm not sure what it was.
You really started.
You had long eyebrow hair?
No, you. Well, there was that, and you do. You could really use a trim. Why don't you cut that?
Or a fedora. That's fine.
You're such an animal. How did you ever get girls?
Oh, dude. Oh, look at you. Do you know how he's employed?
Charm.
Charm.
Shooters.
That's honest.
There's so many things I want to say, but I don't want to get taken off the air. You started yakking about somebody's name, and then the Hitmen are without a head coach.
Who's kicking around these parts looking for a coaching gig?
Brett Warner.
No one wants to hire me.
Just cut to the chase.
Tim Hunter.
Now, Tim Hunter
got the pedigree.
Has been a longtime assistant in the National Hockey League, San Jose, Toronto, Washington, correct?
Yes.
So the fact, coaching chops, to be sure. Would he want to be a head coach in the Western League?
I talked to him at the Alzheimer event the other day, and he said he's very open to that. Saskatoon job was open. He said he was thinking about that one. This one's open. It makes sense.
Maybe if you and your buddies had gotten some loot together, you both could be in Saskatoon right now.
I don't know. I wouldn't have hired him. I'd have been doing it.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, quit interrupting me. I think he's the guy. You know the Flames would love to have him.
The city loves him.
Yeah.
He's going to be respected. I mean.
And there's a history. Dave Lowry obviously came in and coached the team after spending some time as an assistant.
I don't think there'd be any issue with players buying in when Tim Hunter comes over and looks at you and says, do this. Okay, guess what I'm doing.
You got it.
Guess what I'm doing.
A great hire.
And I think for a lot of people that you think of Tim Hunter back in the day as a scrapper and all that, he's a smart guy. He's a very sharp, astute guy. Good mind. I think they could do significantly worse than Tim Hunter.
It is shocking how many of those tough guys are really, really, really not only personal, which most of them, but smart. Like, how many Ivy Leaguers do we see scrap in the NHL? Like, Kevin Westgarth, very smart dude. The guy in Montreal, Peros, with the mustache, Ivy League dude. A lot of these scrappers are very smart dudes.
Just because you go to Ivy League, what's that mean?
Well, it means you're smart.
Oh. Does it?
Tough to get into, yeah.
Got to have expensive, tough, or...
No, like SAT number, tough. That's a test of your intelligence. No one in this room would get into an
interview. I am going to be sour unless you guys start scrapping.
Let's do an SAT.
No, let's not.
Do you want to do an SAT?
How long does it take?
I think they're like 45 minutes or 2 hours, somewhere in there. They're new. They changed since I was in high school. There's now 3 seconds.
Can I just pull one up on the...
You could do a mock SAT if you want.
Well, he's smart, eh? Well, we'll see what levels we're at. We'll see who's the brains behind this operation.
It's a lot of math.
Tickle feathers.
Really?
Yes. No math question.
Well, tickle a third fun. Of it. Is math.
Logic.
Were you good at calculus?
No.
Okay.
Didn't take that event.
Social studies? Science?
I liked social studies.
Do you have a strong command of the English language?
I seem to think so.
For over 10 years, he bashed around opposing forwards in the National Hockey League. Now, he bashes around the English language.
The truth is in the pudding, as they say.
That play typified. Why?
What was that word?
Typified. Tickle feather.
Lightning in a bucket.
Birds tweetering in the air. That would be really
probably chirp or tweet.
Brett Warner is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Where did that come from?
It's only here, folks.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.